from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has used a visit to Albania to thank the government for resettling members of an Iranian opposition group known as the Mujahideen e Hilak, or MEK. Over the past 2 years, Albania has taken in about 1,000 members of the group and has committed to resettling about 2,000, according to a senior State Department official. Most have lived in U.S.-backed camps in Iraq. Ahead of Kerry's Sunday visit to Tirana, the official said Kerry would not talk publicly about the resettlement effort, which still remains a sensitive issue. 3 Palestinian teens were shot and killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank Sunday, according to the Israeli army. In the first incident, the army said 2 teenagers were throwing stones at cars in the West Bank city of Jenin. When the military forces arrived, one of the teens opened fire, prompting soldiers to respond, killing them both. The Palestinian health ministry said both Palestinians were 15 years old. Later in the day, Israeli authorities say a Palestinian was shot dead after attempting to stab Israeli border police on the outskirts of Jerusalem. No Israeli officers were injured in the attack. Palestinian officials identified the assailant as a 17-year-old from a village near Bethlehem. Pope Francis heads to Mexico City's suburbs Sunday to celebrate Mass before a crowd of hundreds of thousands of Catholic faithful. The pontiff is expected to bring a message of hope and solidarity to residents at an outdoor field located in a region which has become infamous for a spate of disappearances of women whose bodies sometimes have turned up in abandoned lots or canals. Saturday, the Pope called on Mexican leaders to provide true justice and security in the country. VOA News.